Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Asare. Reverend Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister. He has been ministering for over 20 years and has traveled extensively. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now here is Reverend Collins.
Well, thank you for your awesome presence. Well, thank you for the joy and the light that shines brighter even in your presence. I pray for your people. I pray you will speak to us. The Lord, we will hear your voice this morning. That your presence will affect us and we'll grow wiser and wiser even as the word of God comes. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, and somebody said amen. Amen. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord? You want to go around and welcome one or two people, tell them God bless you, and you may please be seated. Lycos. Okay. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I hope you can find 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm sure we can find it, isn't it? Yeah. Even me, I have to keep my eyes on my screen. So, now, Lycos, the next, or other names for other words for Lycos. Lycos means a lay person or common people or somebody without skill. Right? That's Lycos. Okay? Lycos is a Greek word. It means lay people. It means laymen. It means lay pastors. It means volunteers. People who are not skilled. Who are not licensed. We'll look at that very soon. Now, we have to understand, like I said, knowledge is what God is giving to us as his people, because it's the lack of this knowledge that makes people perish. One of the things that we need to understand when it comes to God and it comes to his word and his kingdom is God's ability to use people who are nothing. Again, analysis will take you off. Logics will exclude you. Reasoning will take you out. God is someone who works with nothing. He's so powerful, he's so strong, that he does not need anybody to give him a head start. Adam, are you there? God does not need anybody to give him a head start because he is very powerful. Because he is able to do anything. So if God plans or intends to do something, he does not need any ingredients. From nowhere, he can make things happen. If you look at Mary, and when God wanted to introduce his son into the world, he didn't need any sperms. All he needed was a womb. Because you can't have a child without a womb. The womb is where the child stays. So it's like he needed that. Even if it was possible, if it wasn't because of laws that and principles that made it compulsory for God to use a womb, Jesus would have just come down from earth, from the heavens. You'd have just appeared. Because it's so easy to do that. But, you see, Jesus had to be born so that he will be identified with, and then he can now conquer death as a man. And because of that, he needed a womb. If it wasn't that, I tell you, everybody would have fallen down. He would have descended in his power and his might. Nobody would have been able to stand. And that is how he's going to come on not the second, but the second. The second coming of Christ, he will not touch down. No, he will not touch down. He will actually absorb or rapture us unto him. It is the third coming, if you can call it third coming. It's when he will come with a horse. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds. That's when he's going to come and fight the Antichrist and all those kind of things. You will see how he is on that day. So, something that we all need to take with us as we are his people and as we are his children is that God does not need people with skills. God does not need people with certificates. Let's go into the dictionary. If you have your dictionary, I think I have a dictionary. Let's look at it in the dictionary. Oh, Bishop even says in the dictionary already. Why do I go into the dictionary when it's right here? When we say laikos, or we say laymen or lay people, this is what it means. It means an ordinary person. Are you ordinary or you are not? Delon, are you there? It means an ordinary person. And anytime, Evander, God uses ordinary people, people who are intelligent and who seem to have knowledge, they can't get it. Because they wonder how come you of all people, the man that you are telling me about God. If I have to hear about God, I have to hear it from somebody who is of a certain class. It's like, if I have to go to a church, not in East La Penitence. I've come to understand, even though I think I was naive about that, I've come to understand that because our church is in East La Penitence, so people don't want to come here. I didn't know. But it's because we are here, because people associate East La Penitence with thieves and bad people. And of course, we have experienced that. We have been robbed about two or three times here in our building. My church members have been robbed on their way home. The latest was even Pastor Leon. He was going home on his bicycle. The boys at the corner there on the bridge followed him, lashed him with a wood and a gun, and took his bag, his phones, his money, everything. So we can say that what they are saying is true. And I've seen called roundups where people's address was East La Penitence. Yeah, I know somebody not so far from here who went to Atlantic Gardens or somewhere, and they beat you up. Well, he's right around the corner. I know him. So people don't want to come to East La Penitence because of the way the name of the area is. But that is, ladies, that's how God works. God will want to put something in front of you and him to see whether you overcome it and come to him, or you will not overcome it. It's always like that. And that is how come also, one of the things the devil does is to make a church or a pastor look bad or look evil in the eyes of the people. So that when it is like that, the people won't choose you at all. We have one of the best churches in this country. We have one of the best churches in this country. I don't have apologies for that, for saying that at all. But you see, people who have not even stepped foot here have heard bad things about us. Why? So that they will not come. Because if they ever manage to come here, something good will happen to them. Yeah. But you and I have to understand how God works. He works with ordinary people. Ordinary people. Ordinary people. He works with like us. ordinary people. He works with normal people. Normal. Who is a normal person? Let's talk, who's a normal Guyanese? Let's say a normal Guyanese woman. It's definitely a woman with children without a husband. Probably three children. Every child's father is a different one. That's a normal. If you are not like that, you are not a normal Guyanese. As if you are not like that, you are not a normal Guyanese. You are an upgraded version of a Guyanese woman. I tell you. Oh yeah, I'm telling you the truth. No, a normal Guyanese girl, 15, 16 years old, she has a child. Yeah, you cry. That's her first child. Yeah. Cry. The normal Guyanese woman has had sex before, 15, 16. Hardly would you meet somebody without sex like that. I'm talking about a normal person. I'm not talking about I'm talking about a normal Guyanese woman. That's what is normal. That's what is normal. A normal Guyanese guy, after CXC, doesn't do anything. Or want to work for himself. Doesn't want to work anywhere. Nobody bars here around. That's a normal Guyanese man. There's a guy, a lady comes to our church. Her husband. He said he's a Mason. Thank God. But he's a type of Mason who doesn't join a contractor. He's the contractor himself. So if he's not getting a contract, he's not working. He's a creditor. Can you believe it? Yeah. There was a period in their lives that one of the sisters in the church used to really, almost like feed the whole family. With this man inside who says he's a Mason. A sister in the church was on feeding these people. And when you find out, but why? The man, he said. The sister said he passed somewhere and he saw wanted, Masons wanted. He called and said, tell your husband that I saw a place they're looking for me. She said, no. He's a contractor. It's too fantabulous. Yeah. Meanwhile, it's a stranger who is feeding you and your family. It's fantastic. That's what you call, he's an ignorant bad. The man ignorant bad. Yeah. A normal Guyanese young person cannot live on his or her own. Are we not talking about normal person? We're not talking about normal person. You are studying Lycos. Normal. If you want to talk about normal person, that's what we're looking at. A normal young person in Guyana virtually has no vision, really. Because if you have a vision, you'll be on your own at a point. Yes. Yeah. A normal Guyanese woman doesn't even know the type of man she wants. No. A normal Guyanese girl. The man she wants is not the type of man she needs. Are we not talking about a normal person? We're talking about a normal. Ashley, we're talking about a normal person. We are normal. Normal. We're talking about normal. One day, I had some ladies in my office. And Charlene, why? And I asked a very private question. Out of the ladies, there were two foreigners. Everybody else was Guyanese. And I asked a question. I said, how many of you have done lollipop before? All the Guyanese girls, women, their hands went up. The foreigners, their hands were down. So a normal Guyanese woman, that's lollipop. Yes, frequently. The Lord, you know what I'm trying to say? Sinclair. No, it's normal. Jewel. It's part of, But when they lifted up their hands, then the foreigners, they said, oh! I said, look at your faces. Look at you. You are very different. But that's normal. You know some, right? Yeah. You know some, okay. Or what I'm saying, is it strange? We're talking about lycos, which means somebody without skill. A normal person, ordinary person. We're looking at a normal Guyanese. If we're talking about maybe a normal Beijing, we probably would be saying something else. Was it a Guyanese who was deported because in a bus he went to temper with a 15-year-old girl in a bus or something like that? Did you read about it? It is normal for a man to butcher a woman in Guyana. It's normal. It's ordinary. Yeah. So ring a box in you. Yeah, and love you still, huh? We are talking about ordinary people. It's also very normal for people to just get pregnant like that. Just get pregnant girls around here. People here without husbands just get pregnant. It's nothing. It's there's nothing wrong. Yeah. It's normal for the men. It's also they are free birds. They pump your stomach and then they are off. Yeah. We had a case where somebody has been living with a man with five children. Is it five children? Something like that. For about 20 years. And the man now goes and marries somebody else. It's normal. Now, and you see, you will not understand why the man will do that. Because the woman is a fool. That's what it is. The man is not a bad man. The woman rather is a fool. You gave it to him. When he's fed up, he moves on. There's nothing that links him to anything.
Nothing.
Yeah. You do it again and again and again. You, woman, rather has to secure yourself. You secure yourself with a ring. Secure yourself with a home. Secure yourself with something. You don't go about opening your vagina and let people just say, you heading good? You heading good? I said, you heading good? You see, for some of us, it's normal. So, even when we talk about it, you get annoyed because it's like, why the man talking so? Is it me he talking about? Yes, it's you I'm talking about. We are talking about ordinary people. A layman is a commonplace person. A layman is a regular person. Yeah. No, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. We have a lot of nice things in our country, I tell you, which is very, very normal. And that's why a president, a so-called president, will say he's married and he's not married. And they'll put the lady out. And Guyanese sitting down watching he like that. It's not my business. It's he business. That's why crime and all those things are like that, because nothing is a Guyanese business. In fact, if you go and speak about it, the ignorant person will rise up and come and fight you rather. The other night, I was on Durban Street and I was driving. Then I saw two vehicles. The first one with speed. Well, this was late in the night. I was going home. Speed. Then the second vehicle behind it. So I thought, at this time of the night, what is this racing? I realized that it wasn't no racing. Because the first car went straight and hit the barrier at the prisons. And the second car just diverted. Before they just went off. Then I realized, somebody is chasing somebody. I'm sure if he had gotten him, you would have seen it in Kaijo News the next morning. Nobody cares. You see, I have not been serious about it. But if I go to the police and I apply for a licensed firearm, they shouldn't tell me nonsense. They can protect me? Can they protect me? Sister Vanette was the kid's wife. Came to my house. It's about 2 years ago. Once he entered my yard, and a strange guy popped out of my yard and fought. Gave her a blow, a cough in her eyes. I called the police. Up to now, they have not come. So if I come and apply for a licensed firearm, will you tell me that because I'm a pastor, you don't understand what I'm talking about? I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to talk about. In fact, what we should do is that everybody should get a gun if you can. Let's make it like America. Defend yourself. Yeah. No, because even the way I was driving it, if it wasn't for God, I would have even been included in the whole thing, you know. Included in the whole thing. Now, you think somebody will? I will have to now go and spend my money and fix my vehicle. And you have a police who cannot prepare a case. So even if you have the person, when you go to court, we are all normal people. We are normal people in the system. Because the reason why a lot of people are acquitted, look at our system. People are annoying that the forensic audits are not bringing anything out. Meanwhile, Ramjatan is saying that nobody wants to come forward and say anything. And without witnesses, you can't take anybody to court. So you make a fool of yourself to put somebody you want us to jail to court, and after 3-4 months, he walks out and he makes you a fool. It's normal. A lay person, I'm preaching about like also, is someone who is not a professional. If you're not a professional, is in Guyana, if you're an architect, woe unto you. You'll not get business. No. Because every Guyanese man is a contractor. Guyanese men are skilled. We can put blocks to blocks. Ah, Job tells me he's a mason. You come and see the work he'll do when he calls himself a mason. You see. You fall in love with him. Pastor Larry, when we came into this building in the early days, you see that long white wall on the side there. It's Pastor Larry who built a wall for us. You touch it now. Be careful. The wall, as is there, it's shaking. It's very flexible. But he did his best. It has been there since we came here. Yeah. Except that it's not attached to the columns. So you should say, there's no strength. We didn't know that. I said, no, mama. You'll fix it, cry. I went to a mechanic, a vulcanizer. I wanted to change my tire. My tire was a rim. Rim 15, but it's the tire is 65. Okay? Those who know about tires. So I was asking about 70 because I wanted the car to go a little up. So I needed a higher tire. So when I go and I spoke to him, he said, yeah, 70 will work. Because 70 is higher than 65, right? So it's work. But when I look at the vehicle by the driver's side door, there's this indicator there that the manufacturer of the vehicle said it's only 65 rim 15 or 60 rim 14 or something like that. So I said, so the 70, they have not indicated the 70. I said, oh, don't mind the white man. No, mind the thing will work. When he said, don't mind the white man, I said, guy, me, is no dunce, you know. The white man has indicated the thing. I just wanted to, you know, have a feel. It's fantastic. Somebody who's not a professional, it's a lycos. It's a lay person. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. I think I mentioned that a while. Chapter 1, and verse 20. Verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. In other words, people who are wise in the flesh, if you see, like in the flesh, it's like physically or normally, when people are wise, this is a very wise person. This person looks like a very intelligent person. The Bible says that if we look at our call, it is not those people who are called. He says, not many mighty, not many noble men are called. But God, verse 27, has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised has God chosen. Yes, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Verse 29, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Are you not excited about that? You see, so in other words, God uses people who have no skill. And therefore, if you are an educated person, you have to humble yourself before God can use you. So that it does not become, you see, verse 29 says, he said, so that no flesh should glory in his presence. No flesh. Remember, there are three things that God does not share with anybody. One of them is his glory. God does not want to do something and then somebody says that, oh, God did half and I did half. When God does something, he wants the glory for himself 100%. That's why he does not use people who in a certain way are intelligent. If you are intelligent, you have to become like a child. So that the glory of the effect of what you are able to do will go to God and not your education, not your skill, not your beauty, not your name, not anything about you. So that no flesh should glory in his presence. If there's any glory in God's presence, it should be only God alone. That is why the Apostle Paul said that if a woman comes into the presence of the Lord, she must cover her hair. Because the Bible says the glory of the woman is the hair. That's your glory. That's why a man with a lot of hair is a girl. Yeah, no, you have to know scriptures and live like in the Bible. Yeah. If having hair is something that is beautiful and God wants it, we'll have weavons on our hair right by now. Why? I tell you, you come to church and I'm preaching and I'm shaking my head like that. Hey, you feel the power of God. Oh, cry. We will stitch it. Even if the hair is not, we will stitch it to the skin. For you to know that we believe in hair. We believe in weave on. We believe in Peruvian hair, Brazilian hair, Guyanese hair, human hair. We will have some on our head. It's women who do those things. Those babies that they plait, the babies whose hair they plait, you don't even know whether they are boys or girls. Yeah. I've said it in the church several times, but when people get children, it's like it's gold. They've never seen some before. So they will not even listen to you. Yeah. When you get a child, don't fool with a child. If the child has a lot of hair, cut the hair. Keep him a boy and keep her a girl. If you say, plait it and put all them fancy red, gold, green things inside the hands. Oh, chup, chup, chup. Aha. If it's a boy, keep the hair low. It's a boy. Let's see the difference. Otherwise, when they look at the face, you know, when babies are babies, sometimes you can't differentiate between whether it's a boy or a girl. If you have a boy, like I saw one boy the other day. So what kind of nonsense is this thing here? You splat your hair too? You splat your hair. So if you splat, why are you splatting the boy hair? The ordinary people. People, we have to understand that these are people God also uses. That's the good side of it. The good news is that even though we are like this, these are the type that God uses. In a certain way, the people even despise that God will use somebody like you. who has four children and every child has a different father. Who's like a restaurant? You are like a restaurant. Your plate, everybody eats from your plate. I mean, it's very interesting that you will say that you are going to preach. But the good news is that this is exactly the type of people God loves and God works with. So that no flesh will glory in his presence. That's the good news for us, because if God was going to look at what we do and the correctness of what we do. You see, that is why you and I, when we stand before God and we have not done anything, amen. Yeah. If we stand before God and then all that we came to the church to do was to warm a chair. All that we came to the church to do is just come and go. If that is how we are going to do with our Christian lives, I fear for you. Because we don't understand the margin, the space that God has given to us, the love, the compassion, the inclusion God wants to include us, even though we don't even deserve it. Now, what will happen if you and I turn our backs on a God who is able, a God who is mighty, a God who is sovereign, a God who is powerful? If he gives us such a margin, such a long gap, and you and I turn our backs on the gap, wait and see what will happen to us when we die. You wait and see what will happen to us when we die. You have to understand your state. That's why you must. You see, that's what it is. We don't understand our state. That's why we come into the presence of the Lord. We are not even grateful. Yeah. No, what you're doing is bad. You're living in sin. Your lifestyle is bad. It's poor. It's stinking. But beyond that, God loves you. And it's the love that you must. And when God loves you, you must respond to his love by doing what he wants you to do. It is the lack of understanding of who you are that doesn't make you do anything for God. Because you think that you are what? Who do you think you are? You are what? Hakra, you are what? Some small joke you have at Munoshu has. So what, it makes you great? Chia. Give me a break. Who do you think you are? Who do we think we are? Nothing. That we will not take it as an advantage and a privilege to be called and to be asked to do something for God. We rather turn our back on God for anything that God wants us to do. Hey, he has come so low to use an ordinary person like me, to want to use an ordinary person like you. He has come so low. Yet we have excuses. Yes, we have reasons. Yet we have things. We have bad things. All kinds of excuses that exist in this world. We have some. Meanwhile, he has come so low to include you and I in a kingdom. That's why the church is like the way it is, because people do not respond to the love of God. But there's one day when he's going to judge all of us for the lack of response. It's God who keeps you alive. You let him take away breath. If God says, now I'm going to sell breath, anytime you breathe in, it's just $100. Let's not start from a high price. Just $100 for one. How many times do we breathe in and out? Is it not? Is what heartbeats? What is it, 72? What's the normal one? 72 in a minute? 60 in a minute. So 300, 400, 500. We will start killing one another for each other's money. To pay for breath. And here we are. We even find some breath not nice. What's that? Oh Lord. If it was $100, you keep quiet. Me for 300. Is when ordinary people really understand what God wants for them, they change the world. It is ordinary people, it's the masses. It's because many people are ordinary. And God is looking for many people for his work. So the many people are more the ordinary. And if the ordinary person understand, if you look at Nehemiah as an example, Nehemiah, the time does not permit us to go deep. But Nehemiah, if you look at Nehemiah, Nehemiah was, the Bible does not give a record of who Nehemiah really was. He was just a cupbearer in the king's palace. He was the guy who built the walls of Jerusalem. He became a very major guy in the history of the Jews, not because he was any contractor or architect or a draftsman or anybody. He was just somebody whose heart was affected by the things of God. That was who he was. And what actually even helped him was because he was a servant. So as a servant, you know, it's only a servant who can really lead. If you can't serve, you can't lead. Leaders are servants. As a leaders are servants, not bosses. So his experience of service and being a servant in the king's palace is what really, and his heart, is what really propelled him to become somebody great. Not because he was a doctor or he was this or he was that. No. He was just a normal person. And look at what God used him to do. God used him to build the walls of Jerusalem. And if you and I will really understand who we are and what God needs to change this environment and to change this world, you and I will become greater people in this society. I tell you. Stand to your feet, please. We'll continue next week. Ordinary people. Yeah. So as we're going through the book, maybe this is your last chance for you to do something for God. And I'm looking for 100 cell leaders. I'm for 100 cell leaders. We have not stopped though. That's for the cell. You go and come back, Accra, and you will still be doing home sales. You go and come back, you will still be doing home sales. You go and come back. We are looking for 100 cell leaders. And you must, if you are really a good person, if you really are somebody who has a good heart and understands English, after church, you should even come and write your name and say, I want to do a home sale. Because when I hear what you are saying, that God likes ordinary people. I am ordinary. I don't have anything special. All I have, I believe, is by the grace of God. Let me do something in response to the love of God. You write your name after church. Unless Satan put something in your ears to block your ears from hearing what we were trying to say this morning. Remember, once you hear something, you'll be judged for it. When you don't know, God does not ask you a question about it. But once you hear it, there's no excuse anymore. What are you going to say to God? I never heard it. Nobody ever told me. No, you have to now say why you heard it, but you didn't respond. God is in the business of using lay people. People who don't have any skill. You look at the disciples, Peter, James, and John. They were skilled in fishing on the sea. They had no skill in preaching, no skill in winning souls. There was no skill in that area. They were just normal fishermen. In fact, if we had time, we'd have looked at it. The Bible says in the book of Acts that when they healed the guy at the gate called Beautiful in Acts chapter 3, and they were brought before the priests, the bishops, the cardinals, then the Bible says that when they assessed them, they realized that they were unlearned men. They were ignorant men. Ignorant in what sense? Ignorant in the books of the law. Ignorance in the things of God. But somehow, they have been able to cause a guy who was lame from his mother's womb to begin to walk. Ordinary people. There's a song like that. Is it Israel who has a song like that? Ordinary people. There's a song. I'm glad God uses ordinary people. Yeah, we should find a song. Are you not excited God uses ordinary people? I'm an ordinary guy. I have nothing special. I'm just an ordinary guy who has been chosen, who has responded to God's love. When my bishop called me and said, I want you to go to Guyana, I said, why not? If God has loved me so much and has blessed me, why would I say no to God? Those of you who say no to the things of the church, you have not understood things. That is why the book is knocking off ignorance from our lives. After church, I'm sure I'm going to have a lot of names. What do you think, Sherwin? Yeah. Ordinary people. Ordinary people. God is calling ordinary people. I said, God is called ordinary people. Forget about what you know. Forget about what you don't know. Forget about your time. Because what you think you don't have time. Are we ordinary people? We also don't have time. You have responsibilities. Hey, ordinary people. All of us have responsibilities. You have children. How many children do you have? We all have children. Your excuses will make certain things not work in your favor. If I were you, I'll respond to the call of God. 100 cell leaders. You can write your name after church right at the back there if you receive what God has for us this morning. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us. We pray that indeed we will use the few years we have, if at all, to do something for you. So that when we stand in your presence, we will not be fumbling, we will not be stuttering, we will not be ashamed to give account of our lives here on earth. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us today. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are here this morning, you are not saved, you are not born again. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you're here like that, your right hand up high, and I'll pray with you. Pastor, please pray with me. I am not saved. If I die right now, I'm not sure whether I will go to heaven or hell. I want to be saved. God bless you. I see that hand. Your right hand up high. I want to pray with you. Pastor, please pray. Pray with me. I'm not saved. I'm not born again. I want to be saved this morning. Your right hand up high. If you're here like that, God bless you. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you to please come to me. Come to me in the front. Come. My dear, come. My brother, come. Come to the front. Clap for them as they come. What a blessing it is. What a blessing it is. What a blessing it is. What a blessing it is to be called by God. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Oh, clap for the lady as she comes. There's another. Oh, clap for them. Come, my sister. Come. Come. Clap for them. It's exciting to give your heart to Jesus. God bless you, my dear. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Close your eyes. It's a simple prayer, and your life will change forever. Church, let's pray with them. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. And I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I open my heart and I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart, to be my master and my savior. From this day, I believe I am saved. I am born again. My name is written in the book of life, and I am a child of God. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.